George Osborne's the king of Kyneton.
Kyoka Shin, last two jump outs have been terrific. Gets a chance to run a really good race at his first start today.
What would be your best?
Look, I'd probably say Kyoka Shin each way will be my tip for the day.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Kyoka Shin hit the lead. Kyoka Shin won it by a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. Last time for 2021 on the Breakfast Club. The Summer Brekkie Boys will be doing it through
that
the
will,
summer.
Absolutely, so they will.
That's no different, but it's our last crack at it for 2021, and we want to make sure we finish with a bang, Whitey.
Absolutely.
Because yesterday, we didn't.
Well, how
there
how
was
we
sort
to,
of a bang.
How are we going to address that? Do we do Mornington and Moonee Valley first, or do we just...
Oh, I think we have to dress it up front.
The elephant front. In the room.
Yeah, there's an elephant sitting around there. It was Troy Corson's. He's one of our favourites. He's a Hall of Famer around these parts. And he had a runner in race two yesterday at Wangaratta. And this is how it unfolded. What can Gateau do for us today?
Not much.
Righto. Pretty much.
No, look, she's earmuffed off, blinkers on, hoping for some divine intervention. And I'm allowed to say that because I own it.
So as a steer away job, is it almost bookmakers rule a line sort of feedback from Troy?
If you dig deep and listen to that answer... The interesting thing there was that he did concede he owned it.
Yeah.
So he clearly was trying to steer people away from it because he wanted to bet on himself at the odds.
Well, it won like winks at $11 yesterday, and it was a very disappointing outcome for our man, Troy. So it's a red card. He's not to be seen again for 2021.
No, I agree with that.
It's the first red card we've had to brandish this year, and it's a shame it's had to happen this late in proceedings, but... He deserves it.
And how do you feel about that? Because he's your man.
He's my. Oh, look, he'll come back. He'll come back, but he'll learn. He'll come back to the twos, go and get your form and come back up. He's a proud man, is our man, Troy. But when you give us the real steer clear job and it wins at 11s.
And start talking about sort of God and all that sort of stuff.
It's got to be dealt with, and it's been dealt with swiftly and firmly here on The Breakfast Club. No more Troy for 2021.
All right.
Maybe. We'll see how we go. See how desperate they get at the back through summer.
Aidan Jolly is the track manager at Mornington today. Well, he's been dodging storms down at Mornington. Aidan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How much rain have you had over the last two nights where that rain's coming late in the day?
Yeah, and certainly on Wednesday night, that first initial storm, which they forecasted for, looked quite promising at one point coming across the bay, and then it sort of got slingshot through up the bay and more so hit the city. So we didn't get any rainfall on Wednesday night. And then last night, same occurrence, were quite damaging. We only received 3 millimetres.
Right, okay. So I would imagine that means the track today is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, perfect. We obviously anticipated for some sort of rainfall, but never want to run the gauntlet too much. So we applied 10 mil irrigation yesterday, topping 35 mil for the week, and yeah, that further 3 mil of rainfall last night. So it puts us on a good four, probably I'd suggest the softer side of a good four this morning, and we'll kick the day off on a good four with probably an upgrade to a good three some points through the card.
All right, and rail position for today?
Yeah, just moved the rail position from the out to the 7 metres, so it's been some time since we've been out in that position.
All right. Terrific, Aidan. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
So from Mornington to Moonee Valley, Marty Seiden is the man at the Valley. Same question. How much rain over the last couple of days, Marty?
We had 8 mil last night, and we've had a total of 26 mil in the last 2 days. So we did not miss it on Wednesday night. We copped just under 18 mil on Wednesday. So with that, we're in a good four range as we start, and the rail's at 6.
All right. And penetrometer?
Going 6.9, we use the gun.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The penetrometer in the bin, so.
Terrific, Marty. Thanks for that. Well, I'm sure we'll catch
up. Christmas tip. We need a tip.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Sorry.
I've got one for you tonight. In the 9.55, I think it's the thing Luke Nyland's riding. Enright's the trainer. So I think it's had two starts and two wins. It's around about 7-1. So I think Brownie's Jules accepted at Pakenham. So if it runs at Pakenham, then I think we'll have a certainty tonight.
So that is race 5, number 7, passing time. $6 early doors at Moonee Valley. And the man who knows that track better than anyone, Marty, helping us out there. Hey, Marty, thanks for all your help through the year. We'll look forward to listening to you over the summer.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Marty signing with us from Moonee Valley. So there are the conditions for racing today. Race 5, number 7. We'll just keep abreast of that tonight at the Valley. Let's get to Johnny McCarter. What a way to finish off the year for us. A legend in the Hall of Fame around these parts on the early mail. He's back to finish us off for 2021. Johnny, good morning.
Well, are we boys? Are you happy to know the going stick is about 22 here, and we've had a lovely sunny day down here on the peninsula. It was perfect conditions for golf yesterday, and I probably had the greatest stinky you've ever seen.
So, oh, did you?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Which course?
The open course at Moonah Links. It was terrible. Yeah, I'm probably going to need a GoFundMe page for new clubs and new balls.
Sound like sort of Johnny Ralph areas throwing clubs, Johnny.
The temperament isn't great, so.
Well, let's get you back on a real positive banter this morning with some winning races at Mornington at the home track. You know this better than anyone. What can you tell us about race two, number five, Kentucky Lemonade's chances today?
Well, he's a little bit like my golf game yesterday. He's a touch inconsistent. There's something there, but he is prone to doing things wrong. Obviously, the first start is from some good stables we don't know a huge amount about. And Lloyd Kennywell, if you're listening, Lloyd, I think your horse would be much better positioned from a better barrier on Sunday. would be much appreciated. The horse does have the ability, but he does do a lot wrong. So I'd probably be watching until he starts to do things right.
That's race two, number five, Kentucky Lemonade. Single tail, race five, number 11, is drawn out in Red Hill. It's going to be tough from out there.
she'll get a good run down the camera of Red Hill. So, things didn't go right for her last start. She was very good first up. She'll get back in the field anyway, and it is a long run from the 1500 to the first turn there, so we are going to go around. Hopefully, my fellow Warrnambool boy Buckets Moore can sort of put her in some sort of a position around midfield and just switch her off, and hopefully she'll be doing her best work on the line.
That's race five, number 11, single tail. Then Sure Am Invincible, race eight, number five, finishes them off for you today at the home track. What can Sure Am Invincible do second up today?
Well, she usually goes very well first up, and she just never got a crack at them late. Wasn't beaten far. Senior jockey back on, I think, is a plus. The young girl did everything that she could last start, but just got into a little bit of an awkward spot. We're hoping that she'll be in what's a very even race, just camp behind the speed, and from a good barrier, hopefully be able to get a split and hit the line hard.
Which one's your best, Johnny, for the punters for the last time in 2021 for us?
If single tail gets the right run, then she's the best.
Race 5, number 11, single tail, and we'll take the $9.240 at Mornington today for Hall of Fame legend Johnny McArdle. Mate, thanks for all your help through the year. Get yourself a wonderful break, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in 2022.
Yes, I'm looking forward to an early serve. We might even stretch it to Red Rooster this year.
Yes, that's
a real mix-up.
The end-of-season gala is going to be good fun. It's going to be good fun. Thank you, Johnny McArdle, one of our favourites on the Hall of Fame Early Mail segment on The Breakfast Club. We'll get to the break. News with Johnny Bowden and then the Friday Form. Packenham Cup Day tomorrow. Dino and Quinny with us on the Friday Form. Don't go anywhere on The Breakfast Club.